I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. If peace doesn't hold in South Sudan, they're looking at a food shortage that could eclipse the Ethiopian famine of the 1980s. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says refugees say they need clean water more than food right now. Four wells are being drilled. Some food aid is making its way in. Most importantly for the refugees, though, someone listened to them. Doors are open for the bigger message of Christ. Get connected. We'll link you at our website. And constitutional rights in Laos are often disregarded for Christians. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, says late last month, three young girls were prevented from taking finals at school because of their belief in God. A few days later, in a nearby village, police raided a worship service and confiscated 53 Bibles. Advocates of religious freedom are working to address the situation. Pray believers' faith would increase despite opposition. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Sign up for a free e-news blast at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.